go with looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, September the 4th, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
We're back again.
It is.
Here in the lower ground floor, I mustn't call it the basement, of the Gawler Civic Centre, where we're surrounded by books and research materials, and it's a really lovely place to be, and we're very grateful to the council for letting us use this facility to do our recording. I'll kick off with 150 years ago through the files of the Bunyip. Earthquakes. Angaston last Monday evening experienced a slight indication of one of these alarming convulsions of nature. And a Williamstown correspondent informs us that on the same evening, the alarming vibrations of an earthquake were experienced in that township. And a Gawler resident is convinced that 3 weeks ago he was awoken by a similar visitation at midnight, the bedstead trembling under him, and he carefully adds, "I always go to bed sober." I love that. That's a good one.
It is. It's beautifully written. Because there are always minor earth tremors. It's pretty common.
Yeah, well, it's on a fault line. Gawler is on a fault line, so.
We didn't get badly hit. When they had the big quake in the early 50s, Gawler was on the edge of it, which was probably fortunate for Gawler.
Yeah, we were at Teacher Gully and my brother doesn't really remember it, but he remembers, Mum remembered them sort of standing up in the cot. And she said it had been like a big truck or a train just rolling down the hill and my brother was standing up in the cot with his hands on the side and she said he was white and he was shaking and he said, "What was that then, Mummy?"
Justin's mum's house down in Rose Park, it's an old stone cottage, was held together with railway lines from the quake, and apparently a lot of the old houses they just used to a railway line,
and they just tied them together with rods and it's quite amazing.
So on to 100 years ago, Gawler South Church Day School. This school received the annual inspection by the diocesan inspector, Reverend W.B. Docker, M.A., recently, and the report received is very gratifying. Mr. Docker said that the school was a model of tidiness and made bright with pictures and flowers. The work done during the year had been satisfactory, with progress made in many subjects. Here and there, grades were weak in particular subjects, but on the whole, the result was well up to standard. The discipline was good and the school well organised. Such a pleasing recognition must be a matter of gratification to the headmaster, Mr. J.C. Gordon, and his assistants, Mrs. D. Cox, E. Connor, Miss M. Irwin, with the assistance of others interested in the welfare of the church school. I imagine there weren't that many Protestant church schools in there 100 years ago. I wonder where the Gawler South School was. Probably in the hall.
Well, that'd be Methodist schools. They wouldn't be Protestant, they'd be Methodist or Baptist or, you know, all those
Baptist
denominations. Lutheran, which were not the, you know, they had their own way anyway, but they would have been under their denominations. Okay. Mm-hmm. 50 years ago, store poll rejected. At Monday night's meeting, Gawler Town Council voted against holding a ratepayers poll on the Woolworths issue in light of the recent announcement by the State Government Ombudsman. The request for a poll was made by the Gawler Action Group in the form of a petition. In the proposed poll, the Action Group asked ratepayers to indicate whether or not they wanted a Woolworths supermarket on the corner of Lindock Road and High Street. The request was shelved by council until the ombudsman gave his advice. So, yes, Woolworths owned that block. They bought that block and then they did a land swap, basically, with the state government to build Woolworths
over
down
there.
And then the council offered
the TAFE.
No, not... TAFE moved up there, that's right.
And now it's council offices. So it was TAFE to begin with.
Which I think was Commonwealth, wasn't it?
TAFE, yes, I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Commonwealth. And then it went to council. So on to 25 years ago. After 67 years, Sid Semi retires. The fourth generation of the I family has taken over the reins of one of Gawler's oldest family-run businesses. After 67 years in the service station industry, Sid I handed over the century-old family business to his eldest son, Wass. Wass and wife Barbara planned to keep it business as usual at the Williston BP service station and fodder store, and traditions such as the old-fashioned drive race service will remain. Sid's grandfather, Theodore I, established a grain and fodder business at the corner of Lindock Road and Murray Street during the 1890s. Theodore's son Lewis then started at Jacob Street in 1932. Lewis, a former mayor of Gawler during the 1950 to 1960s period, was helped out by Sid, who started out in the business from age 16. Because by this stage, the business was the one up on where the BP is now in Williston.
Yep.
They owned that. Quite a family, the eyes.
It was.
Made their impression in Gawler.
My eldest stepson, John Boone, he worked for Sid I, and he thought the world of them, Sid and Beryl I. Yeah.
So Elsie was Sid's... Where did Elsie fit in, Elsie?
Elsie was Sid's wife.
Right. Yeah.
So that's her in the photograph here. You can't really see it that well. 10 years ago. Battle over. The Gawler South War Memorial saga is over, with the monument to remain in its original position on Adelaide Road, following a special development assessment panel meeting on Monday night. More than 60 people attended the meeting, where the DAP heard submissions from 8 different residents before voting not to relocate the World War I monument to Pioneer Park. A mild round of applause followed the decision, which was the culmination of more than 11 months of debate between the Gawler RSL, which wanted the monument moved, and a group of residents who wanted it to remain in its original location. The panel found the relocation of the memorial from its current position would diminish the historical significance of the local area and voted against the motion. And I think that was a good call.
Yes, but it is a Gawler South.
It belongs in Gawler South. And Pioneer Park, okay, it's been sort of adopted or taken over as a place for the RSL to use, you know, bless them.
Yeah.
But it was a cemetery, and we seem to be forgetting that it was the original cemetery.
That's right.
Being subsumed by being a war memorial, which it isn't. It's a cemetery.
Yes, yeah.
You know, a place for the people, and yes, there's a place for war memorial, or, you know, remembering people that fought.
Yes.
But it's best as it is.
Yes, I agree.
Yep. Anyway, that's my soapbox. All right, and that's it for this week.
Yes, until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. For all, like, so